how can I get a job in social media marketing without a degree? Okay, so let's actually read this so you guys can also have some context. This is one of the few questions that actually provide a whole thing. Okay, I'm a freelance social media manager content creator in NYC, and I'm looking for some advice from all the For context, I'm entirely self-made in this space. I have a degree in music business and left my job in licensing to pursue creative work. I have taught myself everything I know about social media marketing, content creation, going from zero experience to working my way to have a high-profile client who is a world-renowned investor, economist, and New York Times bestselling author. It's been about 5 years since I started working from scratch. I have been trying to use my experience to get a position at an agency, but it's been a real struggle. I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because I don't have a marketing degree, and a lot of times I feel like a fraud because there's so much, only so much I can teach myself. I really want to get in somewhere and learn, get my hands dirty, and be part of a team. I did two marketing internships pre-pandemic at 30 years old to gain experience. I'm wondering if you have any advice on what I could do to get myself into a creative agency to get some real professional experience. I have a lot of skills and talent from photography to graphic design to account management and community management. I just don't really know the best way to convince someone to give me an opportunity. I've been applying to a lot of jobs, but just no luck yet. Would appreciate any tips or advice. Thank you, Tom. Okay, this is one of the few questions that actually provide context. Yeah, that's rough. Being that it's 2021, I don't have a marketing degree. I have a degree in animation, and it's different doing client work versus trying to get into an agency. Though I have had personally had opportunities to work at an agency if I wanted to. But anyway, I think one thing for me that's missing based off of this, I see that you're working with one high profile client. You did two marketing internships, but I'm not sure what else, like in terms of the other stuff. I read that you have a lot of skills from graphic design, photography, account management to community management. I think the main thing for me is body of work. It's because, again, just based off what I just read, it's one high profile client and two internships. So for me, that's not a whole lot of experience. One thing for me is probably just, for me is to have more body of work of in terms of results. What have you done for that high profile client to help them grow their account, help sell their books, help them get booked for events or sell tickets, whatever it is? Because results speak louder than a degree, in my opinion. Because I've had some marketing interns where they, like half the things we've done here in Vision Paradox, they don't learn in school. So yeah, that's definitely one thing that comes into mind is like, it sounds like you have good experience. I would want to see the results in terms of what you provided for clients. Yeah, like I said, the results speak louder than words. And I think, and other things too, like what did you do to help manage these things? Because it could be the wording in your resume in terms of like, you're going to have to like make it fancy it up. That is like maybe a kind of resume review might be beneficial. Things that I did when I was looking for regular work was I provided not just the resume, but I also provided examples of the work of marketing campaigns, the creative, because it's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to actually show the work that was made aside from just talking about the experience. It's a classic show, don't tell. And if you can do that, I think that'll definitely help out in terms of convincing marketing agencies to bring you on their team. Because now you're showing results and you're showing the actual work that was made in the whole process.